You're welcome back to Morning Ireland. It's 8 minutes to eight and Adam is here with the business news.
Thanks, Audrey. Well, having originally been due to come into force this September, the auto-enrolment pension scheme is now set to go live at the start of next year. It's seen as one of the most significant ever changes to the Irish pensions system, but there have been calls for the government to go further in reforming and future-proofing the entire pension sector. Alan Merriman is co-founder and CEO of investment firm Elk Stoney, joins us in studio. Now, Alan, you'd like to see what's maybe a more fundamental change to pension rules in Ireland.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's no doubt this good policy, auto-enrolment, we have a chronic under-saving in terms of retirement. We're all living longer. And it's really important that governments step up and act as the catalyst to get people, encourage people, force people to do and look after themselves. But I think there is an opportunity for us to be much more progressive. One of the challenges that we have in Ireland is our domestic economy, investing in our domestic economy, infrastructure. We're all conscious of the housing market, etc. And pensions is a source of funding. We look at other countries, the US, one of the deepest capital markets in the world, the UK. These countries have made moves in recent times to encourage people, to allow people to invest in private markets. Private markets being non-public equities, not bonds. It's infrastructure, it's housing. And there's a need for money to come into this sector. Here in Ireland, we can make that happen by, with auto-enrolment, requiring people to allocate a certain amount of their money into private markets and especially into the Irish domestic economy.
As a company that obviously specialises in private markets, that would suit you quite well, obviously. But there, one of the reasons why this hasn't happened so far is private funds are often more of a risk than publicly listed companies. Could a change like this maybe expose consumers to a greater risk and potentially damaging their pensions pots?
I think it's honestly misunderstood. Globally at the moment, there's a much greater concentration in public equities. So it's actually more risky not to be diversifying and not to be allocating some of your money to private markets. Historically, institutions have done that. It's only in recent times that retail investors are getting the opportunity to put money into private markets. It really is a win-win. Pension money is long-term investing. Infrastructure, housing, private markets is long-term investing. You're getting a higher return because it's an illiquid market. It's a premium for that investing. Matching pensions and infrastructure, matching pensions and housing, matching pensions and private market investing makes a ton of sense. And it's win-win-win all round.
In the UK, they're planning to bring in a rule for 10% of pension pot can go towards private funds. 5% they want to go towards specifically UK businesses trying to support the domestic economy. Is that a rule you'd like to see mimicked in Ireland?
Absolutely. And in fact, I'd like it to go further because, as I said, here in Ireland, we're disadvantaged. We don't have the deep pension industry that other countries have. We don't have the big foundations. We don't have, you know, teacher pensions like they have in Canada, etc., etc. So we need to go further. We're disadvantaged compared to other countries. So we need to self-help. And one of the ways we can self-help is encourage our own retail investors, companies, invest in Ireland Inc. That's what we need to be doing. That's in our collective long-term well-being, both for the individual saver and for the country. And government money, taxpayer money, is going in to support this. So the government mandating and requiring that a certain percentage gets allocated to the Irish economy makes a ton of sense.
Briefly, just to take a broader look at markets and investment at the moment, what impact so far have tariffs and trade tensions had? And do you see anything changing on the back of the EU-US deal being agreed on Sunday?
Well, look, I think we've probably been now for, in truth, a couple of years, the markets have been tough. Certainly private markets have, private equity, etc. A lot of uncertainty. And I think the trade wars have extended that uncertainty. So the hope is that as it now becomes to near resolution, businesses can start making decisions again, start investing again, M&A can pick up, and hopefully we can look ahead to some better times.
Alan Merriman, co-founder and CEO of investment firm Elk Stone. Thank you for that. More business news in the next hour, but that's all for now.